XOXO JK is brought to you by National Machine. National Machine is a Minneapolis-based tech collective that builds digital products, systems, and experiences. Their services include design, engineering, hosting, content creation, and strategy. They are extremely productive grown-ups who love what they do. And that's cool. Get in touch with them at nationalmachine.co.
I'm Jen Shaw.
And I'm Kate O'Reilly, and you're listening to XOXO
JK,
a podcast about life, the good stuff, the real stuff, the funny stuff, and everything.
Everything.
And we mean everything.
Everything.
In between.
Poop and everything.
Hi, Jen.
Oh my God.
Back in the saddle.
It has been a long time since we've been here. Sitting in the studio.
We've just been swirling in circles.
So many circles.
Twirling, twerking, and swirling.
Yep. Twirl on our haters.
What? We have been doing that. I cannot wait to wear my sweatshirt again.
I know. I wore it the other day. I was super excited.
Did you? Because it's a little chilly.
I almost wore it to Wilco a couple weeks ago, but then I was like, tone it down. This is Wilco.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's just like Audrey Hepburn, right?
Yeah.
Take one piece off. That was her like thing, right?
Yeah, Audrey Hepburn. Too many accessories.
Yes. That's a lot of words.
Oh,
and everyone tries to read it.
Yes.
So the sweatshirt we're referring to is the
Beyonce. I twirl on them haters.
It's a great, and it's super soft. Yeah. Like it's like wearing a hug. A hug from Beyonce.
It is. And it's the Beyonce brand, which you can't really go wrong.
Yes. No.
I just realized that I have very serious vocal fry today.
Do you?
Can you hear it?
I lost my voice and I'm surprised it's back. Yeah. Because I was at a show at the fair last night and...
Gone.
It was. I screamed lyrics for 1.5 hours.
We have so much to catch up on. I can't wait to hear about that.
So, well, first things first, because this is the Trump of all of them. I hate to use that word now.
Yeah.
The Trump card of all of them is your 20th high school reunion.
Oh, I did have that this summer. Oh, my
God.
Oh, my gosh.
So you went. So I didn't go to mine.
Yes, I totally went. And I think... I was not so scared to go because Facebook exists and, you know, you're friends with like a million people. Well, as many people that you went to high school with.
Right.
You know a lot of what's going on in your high school people's life.
Yeah. You get like those regular updates.
Yes. I did not go to my 10-year reunion because it was before Facebook and I was terrified. Like, you know, the comparison, contrast, like all of that. And so I didn't go to that. I did go to my 20-year. My boyfriend came along, which I'm so thankful for because...
Oh, my gosh.
He was a trooper. I made him drive from the hotel we were staying at to the reunion because I was, like, having, like, a hyperventilation fit. And he's like, Jesus, it's like you need a Xanax or something. I was like, no, that would be bad. And so we got to this bar. It was like this teeny tiny bar in this small town that like fed into my high school. So I didn't remember how to get there. My parents still live there, but I didn't remember how to get to this place and like whatever.
Yeah.
And so we pulled into the parking lot. Oh, and we had this big idea. This was my big idea that there's this app called Turo, which is basically like the Airbnb for cars. And we thought, he didn't think this was such a great idea. I was like, wouldn't it be amazing if we rented like a Tesla for a day and drove to the reunion? I was just like, what up? You know, and then it was like $250 to rent for a day. We didn't do that. Instead, we drove my dead 2008 Hyundai Elantra.
Oh.
But didn't matter because nobody even saw us pull in the parking lot anyway.
But a great second choice.
Yes. And and we walked in and I was like, it was like walking the plank. I felt like walking into the arena. Like I was so nervous and like cold sweat.
Was it hot?
It was like normal summer, but I was like so many emotions. Like I was nervous and we walked in and holy shit, is that just like a throwback to see all these people in one place and like hearing these people from that you grew up with, right? Hearing their voices again was the most insane thing because it's like you have this like mental, you know, memory of their voice and like hearing them again with the face. It was crazy.
Yeah.
That was the thing that struck me the most, is I was just like, wow.
One of those Proustian moments. Yes. Where it's like that kind of like olfactory,
yes,
sensory memory.
It was moments. Crazy. It was crazy.
I love that. I love stuff like that. And it's like it gets you on like all sorts of, yes, levels.
And then like, you know, just seeing people you haven't seen forever and like picking up,
aww,
where it left off. Like that was really cool. And, you know, you always have your own like insecurities and whatever about like how this is going to play
you
out.
Were.
Yeah. Yeah,
who you are now, everything, yeah, that's happened in between, right, who they think you are.
Right. And yeah, like, yeah, it was, and everyone wants to talk about comedy and stuff, of course. So I had like the same conversation about 25 times. And
I
then,
bet.
Yeah. And then I was like, we left at like 11 something, probably like it went on till bar closed. And people were like, you're leaving? I'm like, yeah, it's like Seinfeld. Got to leave you wanting more. And I was like, very good with the timeline that we were there. It was like 3-4 hours, plenty.
Right. Done. Yeah.
See you in 20.
Yeah. I get overwhelmed in situations like that. And I probably wouldn't say it like that, but I didn't know about that Seinfeld line, but that is how I also like to, yeah, to just like go to the bathroom and kind of sneak out, yep, after I've wrapped up a few conversations.
Totally.
I didn't go to any of my reunions. I actually found out about the 2021 on Facebook the next day.
Shut up.
Which it wasn't like, I think it was like one of those ones where they just said everybody meet up at this bar. There was no, oh, okay, like signups.
Yeah.
And I commented on a photo. I was like, oh, there was a reunion.
That's amazing.
I didn't care at all. I have like one good friend from high school still.
Same.
And some friends on Facebook, but I took my high school off.
Yeah.
Because I just was like, that one I'm interested Facebook, in finding. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like I just lifted it.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a way people could find me, because I thought, this isn't an interest of mine. Right. You know what I mean? But I felt like I would have, there was a couple pictures. I was like, oh my God. Like,
yeah, it was weird.
People you kind of forget that you were,
oh my
acquaintances
God,
with.
There's so many people that I was like, oh shit. Like, yeah, I totally forgot. And then like super awkward conversations, yeah, where people are like, oh, it was in this accident 2 years ago and blah, blah, blah. And you're like, or like, you know, just conversations you can't really get out of, like small talk conversations.
Yeah. And, it's exhausting.
Yeah. That's exactly it. It is super exhausting, but it was fun. And I mean, there was no one took any pictures. Like
There's no evidence.
No, like I didn't take my phone out the whole night because I was so busy talking, you know, yeah, and like I didn't see anybody taking any pictures. Like there were no pictures posted the next day. I don't think anybody did. We all just were like actually talking to each other. It, yeah, was so bizarre.
Wow.
It was bizarre. Yeah. It was fun, though. I think, you know, there were some people that I was like, oh, I didn't get a chance to talk to them or whatever. But yeah, I'm OK because I haven't talked to them in 20 years. So
that's fun.
Like, we're good, you, yeah, know? Like, we'll just see each other when we see each other. But
yeah.
Yeah, it was, yeah, funny.
Did you wear high heels? Did you have a special outfit?
Well, I was nervous because it didn't say, I was like, what do you wear to this type of thing? Because it's at this, like, bar. But it's,
you want to look your best.
Yeah. And so I did wear heels. And I wore, like black, like, cigarette kind of pants. And, like, a little button-up.
Jazzy.
Yeah, yeah. And then, some people were in like basketball shorts and flip flops. That's the kind of high school I went to.
And then
to.
When they like in like cock, was some people in like cocktail or prom,
yeah,
dresses?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how I envision it.
Yeah.
Like when I'm putting it together as a script, like as, you know, as a
it's
writer.
Just like nobody knows what to wear. And so some people are really dressed up. Some people are like, I don't give a shit about this.
They go to that bar regularly,
yeah,
in that outfit.
Like it's just totally there. Yeah. And then everything in between.
Everything. Yeah.
That was fun. Fascinating. It was. How about you?
How about me?
Your biggest stuff. Boys' birthdays,
oh,
I feel
the
like.
The boys turned, I mean, it was a milestone event, sort of like a reunion. Like the boys, so the boys turned 10. And then 13.
Oh, my God.
So it was a weird year to have them both turn to, like, significant ages, because we've been at this a while now. And I don't think there's ever been a year where they did that, right? Like,
yeah, like they both had a big birthday.
Right. Coleman was 3 and Aiden was 6. And mm-hmm. that wasn't, you know what I mean? There's nothing significant, right, about that. So,
but a 10 double digits and a teenager, that's a big deal.
Yes. And everyone kept kind of talking to me about the teenager one, the teenager eight. And I was like, I am much more like
your baby's double digits.
The double digits. Yeah. I was much more set back by that. And I,
he looks older in the pictures I've seen of him. Like you can tell his face is thinning out a little bit.
Well, they don't grow.
Yeah.
Like second and third grade, they don't grow a lot.
Yeah.
And they don't, it's really weird because you'll see the third graders and you'll be like, nobody changed. And then they don't lose any teeth in those years.
Wow.
And then they start to lose teeth and that changes the shape of your face.
Yeah.
And that's why they start to look like kind of longer they lose those teeth and like a new set of teeth come in. Especially. So there was, I remember that year with Aiden that summer where I was so tired and I was totally broke because there was a tooth every night. Mm-hmm. I had to put money under his pillow every night. Like I had no like sneaky cash, I call it. Yeah.
Oh my God.
That year, it's so funny. Like every night you're up late because you have to wait till they fall asleep and they're totally asleep to put money under their pillow. And then I had like, I never had any cash like around because I was always sneaking it into their pillows, but they lose them. It's hormonal.
Wow.
And
I didn't know that.
They lose them. Boom, 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 boom. And all of a sudden they wake up one day and they have this man face the year they in between 10 and 11.
It's crazy.
It is. So Coleman has he's lost a couple. And so now we're in that with Coleman. It's so crazy. So we usually have a combined birthday party.
Yeah.
But I knew that Aiden would want to have like a sleepover-ish or friends, you know, friend-focused one without like singing happy birthday. Right. And remember when you started to have those?
Yep.
So I had separate birthday parties this year for them. So and just family.
What did you do for family stuff?
Yeah, we just had family over. They got to invite a couple friends and then we just did like, they got to pick a theme, you know?
Yeah.
Sort of like Pokemon or.
What'd they pick?
That's a really good question, Jen. Aiden didn't have a theme, but I had some, and Pokemon is so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I had like Pokemon napkins and some other stuff for his. And then. I can't remember what Colin picked. That's it was like amazing. July 1, and I'm not even going to take that as a personal hit. I cannot remember. I definitely made a cake and decorated it with the thing he picked.
Cool. What's the thing he picked? I love it.
Yeah. He had.
Look, it's been a lot of life since then.
It truly has. I was under the knife since then. Like, I had that little surgery.
Yeah.
Not a big deal, but just a little. It's kind of weird. I mean, it's like a small. Benign tumor removed. Yeah. But it feels like it's been 6 months since his birthday. Like that has how much we packed into the summer.
Well, I think the 4th of July feels like that long ago.
Yeah. Which is, I think when you're thinking about it,
I guess it kind of is that long ago. Think about it. It's almost 2 months ago.
Yeah.
Shit.
Now I know. I know we're almost to Labor Day.
Oh, it's so sad.
So, but they both had really good times. I love, Louis here with us today, Jen's dog, and he's feeling a little needy. Yeah, I feel like we had a really good summer and they had good birthdays and
that's
significant.
Cool.
But I think that 10 just, man, it just made me look through all the baby books and I, you know, I thought about what's coming a lot. And with Aiden, too, he'll be gone more. And that doesn't just change my thoughts about him, but it also changes, like, what I do with Coleman when he's gone.
Is he going into sixth or seventh?
Seventh.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Okay, so can I just tell you something about my seventh grade experience?
Yes.
I had my very first French kiss in seventh grade.
Oh, my God. I tell you what. There is, like, nothing weirder than your personal experience versus your where your kids are now.
You feel so old when you're that age, but then
and you
look
have your
at
own
them,
world
yes, and you look at then kids that are that age and you're like, no fucking way. I tell that to my boyfriend too. He's got a daughter going in eighth grade and she has a boyfriend and I'm like, you know,
Speaking of that, did you see the seed art at the fair of the pill, and it says thanks Obama?
No.
Someone did seed art of a pack of pills.
That's amazing.
And then the top of the thing, you know, where it opens, like yeah. some of them are like rectangles, yeah. says thanks. It says 0 cents. Thanks Obama.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's funny. I mean,
yep.
Sorry, Josh.
No, I was like, dude, you better be thinking about that because that's like a legit.
Well, I think everything is a couple years advanced
yeah.
to us. And I started being sexually active. I know how much you love that term. Sexually active. But I started late for I think my generation. But I think everything is like 2 to 3 years earlier than it was happening.
Yeah.
And that's the media. That's like everything looks like sex all the time. And you start thinking about sex earlier. Mm-hmm. You're going to start having it earlier.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
Because it feels good.
You have a teenager.
I do. So
it's going to be a big year.
My dad took a picture of him at the Science Museum this week.
He looks like a man.
He looks like a man. He looks like a man. I think some of my friends had complicated feelings about that picture. Like, do you know, like he has like muscular arms. Like yep. He's got his arms crossed.
Yep. He's so sort of tall.
Had his head
yep.
tipped up. And yeah, so I think he's about 5'9". He just busted out of his size 12 shoes.
Shut up.
Yeah. And the woman at Target, he got one of those fluffy kind of like Papasan fold up butterfly chairs for his room, which is cute, like a teenager room yep. thing. The lady at Target was like, are you heading off to college? And I was like, I stopped every yep. person talking in yep. the whole section of Target with my hands. And I said, 2 weeks ago, he was 12. So that's going to be my new line now.
That's amazing.
3 weeks ago, he was 12.
That's like, amazing.
Because 13 is, it's like, he might as well be 17.
Yeah.
Now, it's so weird how everyone is like, it's categorically different. Like 3 weeks ago, he was 12. Just.
Well, that's what I think about like my guy friends that like to date really young women, which, you know, is a whole nother episode, I feel like. But I'm like, yes. honey, you know that like 2 years ago she was at prom, right? Like,
oh,
and she can't get into the bar. Like, this is the thing. Like, you're late 30s and 2 years ago she was at prom. Let's think about this for a second.
That's not okay.
But like, that's the same kind of, you know, yes. comparison. It's like you have to make it feel real.
Yes. Yeah. 12 years old is
a baby.
It's a completely different category than 13.
Wow.
So anyway, we stayed on that for a long time, but
that's a big deal.
Yeah, it was. So let's talk about concerts. What was your big summer concert?
I went to a few. I went to see, I saw Adele at the XL Energy Center, which was amazing.
I didn't go.
You know what? I wasn't going. And then at the last minute, we got tickets because Josh's friend had 2 tickets. And so we ended up going. It worked out perfectly.
That's kind of fun.
We had great seats. And so I wasn't expecting to go. It was just like kind of a last minute thing. But the funniest thing happened at Adele, which I was like, this is the perfect Adele storm. First of all, she was amazing. She's hilarious. Mm-hmm. She has so much personality. Mm-hmm. She just, like, she is totally herself. And I think there's nothing cooler than that. It was a killer show. And
I just love her.
Yeah. I mean, just so much personality. And, like, it's genuine. You can tell that it, you know, when you go see performers and they're like, oh, my God, thank you so much to all of my fans.
It's all scripted.
Without you, I couldn't be here. Like, it's gross. She's just so right. not like that. She was like, what are these, like, Mac and cheese fingers or whatever, like, that Burger King has? I'm gonna have to try those. Like, she's talking about all this crazy stuff, right?
Right.
So we walked into the concert and I ran into one of my old boyfriends who works at the XL Energy Center.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And so I was like, and I was with Josh and I was like, okay, we were getting hot dogs because we had just like come straight from work.
Yeah.
And I was like, my ex-boyfriend was standing near the ketchup and mustard. So I was like, listen, I need you to do me a favor and I need you to not read into this. My only issue here is that I just don't want to acknowledge that this is happening. There's no like feelings or anything like that. But can you please just take this hot dog and get some ketchup on it for me? Because I don't want to walk over there and do this because it's going to be a thing, you know?
Right.
So he did that for me. It was great. He thought it was hilarious. He had no issue with it whatsoever. So we're walking up through, we get to our seats, and all of a sudden I look at my phone. I have a text from other ex-boyfriend, Corey. I had a text from Corey that said, I know what you were doing this time last year. I'm sorry for all the things I said to you post breakup. I feel really bad, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me right now?
Did someone open a portal?
I was like, this is like the perfect Adele storm. Hello from the other side. Okay. Like, I was like, here with current boyfriend, ran into ex-boyfriend, got a text from other ex-boyfriend. Like, what the fuck
she
is
really
happening?
Did open a portal.
Yeah. It was like the love. Yeah. I was like,
vortex.
What? Yes. It was the most hilarious thing. My brain was completely blown because
wow,
I was like, this is,
I didn't know about the text. This,
it was amazing. And like, I never, but I showed, I was like, look at this. I showed him and he was like, what is going on?
You know,
like,
what? And that's the boyfriend. That's the good boyfriend. Yes. Is the one who's just like, oh my gosh.
Yes.
That's happened to me where you wouldn't skip a beat showing him.
No,
that.
I was like, I'm only showing this to you because I think it's hilarious. Like, there's no, and so like,
you can't do that. There's something.
Totally.
Yes.
And I didn't respond, of course, you know, and then I realized he unfriended me on Facebook, which I think is hilarious also. So it was very funny. We laughed a lot about it. And I was just like, what, Adele? And then a couple weeks ago, we went to see Wilco. Maybe, I guess it was only last weekend.
Yeah.
That was Wilco and Halls Island. Yeah. It was really great. It was, the weather was awesome. It was like fall weather.
What are they calling the island? Halls Island.
Yeah. Kurt Vile was the opener. It was great.
Wow.
Boyfriend had a little too much to drink.
Okay.
So he disappeared a couple times while going to the bathroom and then came back just happy as a clam. Happy as a clam. He's like, I couldn't find you. I was on the other side of the stage. And I was like, honey, I told you I'm standing here. God. I'm not moving. Just come right back to this exact spot. It was hilarious. He was like down for the count in bed by 9:30 p.m.
I had a moment last night where I was thinking, like, I had to actually kind of go, where did I leave my friends?
Mm-hmm.
When we were, and it was mostly because I was in a place at the state fairground grandstand in an area that I'd never really been. They added sort of like this
bar area. Kind
yeah. of with the merch and everything. And like, I went over and it took me so long to get through the line that when I went to leave the line, like I didn't like confidently like set
beeline.
My sails. Yeah. And then when I got back, it made me think of being in Nashville. And I don't drink beer typically. So, and I had had like 1.5 beers. So I was, you know, I was feeling no pain. But it made me think of a time, and I told the story when I got back. I was like, when we were in Nashville for Dana's birthday last year and being on Broadway.
Oh my God.
Everything looks the same. Yeah. There's just neon.
Right.
And with cowboy boots.
Everywhere.
For miles. And I left my tab open, which is like my signature move.
Yeah. Right. I've done that too.
Sober, drunk, anything.
I always leave my car.
I just like can't remember. And so I need to stop doing them. But I got so lost in Nashville by myself. I ate like 8 or 10 blocks in the opposite direction.
Were you like on your phone at all?
I went back and I walked back and got my thing and I took a couple like visual pictures on the way back. Like, this is the way. But then there was like two signs that were almost identical, like a lady's body with like cowboy boots and she had a skirt on. And I just got completely turned around.
Oh my God.
But that, I was just thinking about that. Like when you even when you think you have your bearings at a thing like that, you'll say there's, and then they're like, oh my God, there's two ATM flags or there's, and even without being like, I mean, I'm a good sized person. So 1.5 beers is not a
That's
big deal
hilarious.
For me, but yeah. And I got back and told that story about Broadway and I was like, I never want to be alone.
Did you text them on the way though? Because here's the thing. Josh had his phone the whole entire time. And I was like texting him like, honey, where are you? Honey, where are you? Like, he didn't even look at his phone. And I was like, what are you, new? Like, this is 2016. Get on the technology. It's not that hard. Like,
where are you? And then you get one text back and you're like, oh, yeah.
Yep.
And that would be the reminder. Yeah.
I got nothing from him.
Oh, see, that's a little bit worrisome.
Yeah, I kind of had to carry him home by holding up the back of his pants.
And you're like, only like 3 blocks from
there. Walked. Oh. And I was like, get it together.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he was living large.
Yeah. I had to wash his shoes the next day because it was muddy because it had rained. I washed his shoes with a toothbrush because he had like stepped in so much mud, just completely like oblivious.
Wow.
To it. I was like, you have a good girlfriend. Do you know? Do you even know?
Do he you does.
Know? I know. I tell him every day. Don't worry.
He knows. Trust us.
Yep.
So you started, I heard a rumor that you started a run.
I'm working on it. Yeah.
Are you doing like Couch to 5K?
Well, I downloaded a different app called Runkeeper. And yeah. And I just ordered a iPhone 6 Plus armband.
Oh.
Because I want, and I have wireless earphones, you know, like Bluetooth earphones or whatever, so that I can make it as easy as possible and comfortable as possible to do this.
Listen to your body.
Yep.
Running is hard on your body.
It totally
is. But it can be really good.
But I've had a back issue for probably since December of last year. And so lifting has gotten kind of tough for me on like deadlifts and stuff because I have like my lower back just like lights up and like starts to seize. So I have okay, you have to make a change. So let's lay off that for a while and let's do something else. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. I also feel like running is a thing I can do on my own, like in the mornings and stuff, instead of having to like have a time to go somewhere and do something. It can fit a little bit better.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
Into my schedule.
And are you changing your gym schedule a little bit?
Yeah. I am coaching now. Right now I'm coaching Mondays and Tuesday nights. And then starting mid-September, we're launching a new program called Body Adapt, which is for fitness.
It looks amazing.
Yeah, it does. It's for like people who maybe are new to fitness or movement or nutrition and like, or coming back from an injury or are intimidated by any of that stuff. It's for those people, for us.
I shared it.
Yeah.
And like a bunch of people chimed in and were like, this is exactly what I've been looking for.
Yeah. It's cool.
It's great. And I just love to hear that sentence.
Yep.
Because if there's one person, there's 10.
Yep.
That will join in at maybe not this point, but another point. Like September 13th is a really hard time to start something new for families.
Yeah.
And so I can imagine people without kids could start then, but then like a fall or.
Yeah, we're starting at the 18th on a Sunday, and that'll be like nutrition will be on Sundays. And then Tuesday, Thursday from 6 to 7 is the movement piece.
That's great.
And so it'll run 6 weeks and then we'll repeat it again.
Yeah.
So,
well, I just feel like you guys nailed it as far as doing that. Like
it's full. It's a full class.
Pulling everything together into one.
Which is awesome.
Making it really easy for people.
Yeah. Well, and it's just going to be like a lot of body movement and like, so no barbell lifting. We'll do some kettlebells and dumbbells, but things that are really easy to.
I love lifting kettlebells.
Yeah. Things that are comfortable and not scary to kind of pick up and do.
Yeah. So, yeah, and the good thing about stuff like that too is that it's just like yoga. People are going to be better at certain things, and then like you'll be good at something, and then your neighbor will be good at the next thing.
Yeah.
And then the third person will be good at this, and you'll sort of be like, wow, I like to see them do that, and I want to aspire to that. And then the circle completes when they look at you, and you can do something better. Totally. And that's what I love about the idea of Body Adapt. Yep. Like that's part of the title is so big.
We worked hard on that title because it was like we didn't want to call it like boot camp or like
thank you
beauty boot, you know, anything that was like thank change you. Your body, like make it better, you know, like that's not the aesthetic and that's not the feeling. It's not about that. This is about like thinking, you know, coming together, trying some new stuff, like finding some joy in doing it, making some friends and like being comfortable, like not at all about changing what you look like or whatever.
Torture.
But that's maybe improving your health a little bit. And the fact that it's not just a movement piece, but also a nutrition in there. So learning about foods and all of that. It all goes together. Yeah. So I think it'll be great. And
so excited.
Yeah, I was working on the programming. I'm a little nervous. It's my first time doing all this stuff.
Like a syllabus?
Yeah. Like here's what we're going to do. Here's how it breaks down over 6 weeks. So
cool. Oh my God, that's so fun. I wish you luck on your run stuff. Thank you. I feel like running can be such an amazing, it's sort of like the same idea as Body Adapt. Like it fits mm-hmm. into a space. You're not going to like a 5:30 class. You're using what you have
yeah.
to try and do it. And I really loved, I did a 5K. I did couch to 5K
yeah.
and then did a 5K. And like, I felt really inside my body when I did it.
Well, yeah. And like work right now is just like so crazy that
I know
I have to stay late at work and then I'm missing out on time at the gym, and that is not okay. Like I can't, my brain and my body can't get on board with that. So I'm just trying to figure out ways to like plug in things where I can. And that seems, we'll see how it goes. I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah. Good for you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And you've been doing lots of yoga too.
I have been. I've been doing some bar.
Oh, I've done that before. Do you love it?
I do love it.
Where are you doing it?
It's a great, well, I've done it at the gym, Fitness Crossroads.
Yeah. They have classes there?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Oh, yeah. They have like 100 plus classes a week, and they're all included in your membership. It's great. So not just bar, but everything. They have a really good variety. Yeah. And then I've done it at Bluma
uh-huh.
a couple times. And then I did a class at a different class than I had done at Socana, a yoga class. I did the Monday class, but it was a substitute teacher.
Okay.
But then learned he teaches a class on Tuesday nights.
Uh-huh.
It is so great.
Which it's instructor?
All poses. Darshan.
Okay. Yep.
And he is so, it's such a different approach. It's great. He's super into poses. And last week he targeted the exact area I need to work on, and I felt better.
Like, that's cool.
As it like integrated in, then the strength integrated in, because the first day or 2 days is pretty dicey when you're isolating muscles mm-hmm. really hard. And then the third day you feel the effects, like it integrates into your daily work instead of being like, you know, yep. like shaky yep. or hurty. And then I was like, this is the how different I felt was.
Wow.
It was great. So I hope to take his the Tuesday night Excel class, but I have a feeling I have to prep for that and be able to like really, really do a ton of stretching
yeah.
the next day and stuff. But so that was really good. I've been doing a ton of that, and I've been walking a lot, and I had that surgery, so I had to kind of back off yeah. a little bit. So I felt really soft.
Yeah.
So I went through a few days of like questioning everything. You know, my body, like I felt like I had gained a bunch of weight, and it was very complicated, but it was just that I didn't have as much like outward control by doing yoga.
Right.
Because I had to take like 10 days off. And so I just tried to do like mini things and things that didn't really affect my back. And then I started doing little bit by little bit. And that's one of the positives of having a gym that where the people know you
yep.
is that you just go in and you're like, I can't do any cat cows today, or I can't do any of this because of, you know,
mm-hmm,
because totally. When you show up at a gym where even though you're it might anonymous, be accepted, yeah. yeah, the people don't get it as much. They don't right. know your history. So I felt really supported at Socana. That was great. And at the Fitness Crossroads too, where I do.
I've never been to Fitness Crossroads.
It's a funny little one-off
gym. I always want to say, see you at the crossroads, you won't be lonely. See you at the crossroads, you won't be lonely.
It was named after
Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Bone Thugs and Harmony, 1995.
Oh, so good.
Yeah. So yeah, it's been good. I feel back in it now. That class kind of helped me firm that up, which is really fun. So yeah, I'm thinking about doing training.
Like to be an instructor?
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
You should totally do that. Why are you thinking about it? There is no think. Just do it.
It's just figuring out when to add it. So I think I'm going to do the spring one.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I want to do more, but I can't do it more often. Like I'm doing it like 4 or 5 times a week now.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's the next step. And I really want to focus, if I do end up instructing somewhere, I want to focus on, lowering the barrier to get to yoga, because it's totally changed my life. Yep. And I feel like there's so many people that are like, I can't do that. And then they just abandon the idea. But you could do yin.
Yep.
Like everyone can do yin. And like, you know, we used to have the class called Yoga for Everybody.
Yep.
I feel like I could build a whole program just based on that, you know?
Yep.
So Yeah, it's good.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, this is good. I'm glad we caught up today.
Oh, my God.
We have
so much
regular programming now for the rest of the fall and lots of amazing guests lined up. Thanks for joining us today. You're the best.
You're the best.
That felt sincere.
You're the best. You are the best.
You are.
This is Jen, and you can find me on Twitter, which I haven't tweeted in forever. Aww. Because of work. So somebody tweet at me so I can like have something to respond to. At Jen Schall, and or on the internet at jenschall.com.
This is Kate, and you can find me at clever-kate.com or on Twitter at cleverkate. You can find this podcast on mathishard.net or anywhere you listen to podcasts, including iTunes.
And Google Play.
Oh, Google Play.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever that is.
Yeah, I don't know. Cool. I think I watched something on Google Play one time.
Just kidding. We love you. XOXO.
JK.
Thanks again to National Machine for their promotional consideration of XOXO JK. Go build cool stuff with them at nationalmachine.co.